Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. It is indeed very distressing times that we are living in, but nothing here has ever taken God by surprise. 2 weeks ago, I talked about how to not worry. What is the source of worry and stress in the Christian life? And things like that are especially relevant in times like now, when there is a virus going around that's threatening to destroy everything that you hold dear in this life. And it is a very distressing situation because many times we go through trials and we find ourselves worrying about what could happen, and then people will tell us, don't worry, the Bible says don't worry. And when you analyze it, you realize, you know, I'm worrying this thing to death, and the things that I'm worrying about probably would never even happen. But now we have something that is threatening our health, our lives, the lives of our loved ones, the economy, our financial situation, our job in the future, our salaries, everything that we hold dear to is just being threatened. And it is very easy to worry because this is indeed a very extreme trial. I shared from Matthew chapter 6 last time, and that worry is mainly caused because we are holding on to earthly things more than we should. Whereas the apostles, on the other hand, were totally dead to the things of this life. Therefore, it was impossible for them to worry about any adverse circumstances. They were already dead to this world. And now I want to talk a little bit more about that. So I'm going to read from the book of John chapter 14. Verse 1, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And I'm going to go down to verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I." Verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace." Not the kind of peace that the world gives, but my peace. And the Bible describes God's peace as a peace that passes all understanding. A peace that is there even when all hell is breaking loose around you. You have a peace. And that peace that God gives is strongly linked to the promise that He gave in verse 1. "I am going to prepare a place for you, and I will return for you." That is the basis of our peace. So when we have that kind of assurance, when we have that kind of a mindset, that we know, regardless of what happens in this life, if I die, if they kill me, if the virus kills me, whatever happens in this life, I know that Christ will take me home because He went to prepare a place for me. I am in Christ, and by God's grace, if all that could possibly go wrong in this life goes wrong, God is still for me, and I'm going to be with Him. Paul said it this way, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." meaning that nothing in this life could possibly alter that fact. Therefore, my peace is based on that fact. My peace is not based on what happens in this world. And that is the problem we get into. Many of us are trying too hard, and I'm not saying this to condemn anyone. I am also guilty of the same thing. But many of us, including myself, are holding on too much to the things of this world. And we all have theologies that tell us about decreeing and declaring, confessing it and possessing it, any nice thing you want in this life. Just speak the word, speak it into being. And that theology is so earthly centric. It is so centered around material things in this life that I wonder sometimes if we have missed the point of true Christianity. Jesus told his disciples, forsake everything, deny yourself, sell every, he told the rich young ruler, sell all your riches and give it to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven. And he walked away sad. And many of us are in a very similar situation, because even though we may not have great riches like the rich young ruler, we have things in this life that we're holding on to for dear life. And that thing could be our family, that thing could be our health, that thing could be our economic status, it could be our earthly comforts, in whatever form it comes in. Holding on to those things is the source of stress and worry. And the more you hold on to these things, the less you will have peace. Let's look at a hypothetical example. Let's suppose a hurricane is coming towards our country. Many of us will pray and seek God and rebuke that hurricane, speak to the wind and the waves, and we will pray for God to remove that hurricane. And we will assure ourselves God is in control, God is a trinity, God will not allow his people to be harmed, God will quote Psalm 91, God will not allow us to hit our foot against a stone. And our peace is based on the hope that the hurricane will not come. It is tied to an earthly outcome that the hurricane will not come. And our peace is based on that belief. Whereas, the Apostle Paul, on the other hand, if you were to put him in the modern day situation, and he was living in a country and a hurricane was coming, Paul's mindset would be totally different from ours. Because his peace would not be based on an outcome whether or not the hurricane comes. Paul didn't care whether the hurricane came or not. Whereas we are trying so hard to achieve a certain outcome, Paul did not care what that outcome was. His attitude would be, if the hurricane comes, I'll serve God. And if the hurricane doesn't come, I will still serve God. That is how he thought. That was his mindset. In Philippians, he says, I know how to be humbled and I know how to be exalted. I know how to live in abundance and I know how to live in lack. In whatever situation I'm in, I will serve God because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, that was Paul's mindset. And if Paul was living today, he would not be worried about the coronavirus, and I'll tell you why. Because Paul didn't care whether he got the virus or not. As far as he was concerned, if he lived, he will preach the gospel and serve God. And if he died, he will go to heaven and be with God. That was his mindset. He was totally detached from the things of this world. Therefore, his peace was not linked to an earthly outcome. His peace was totally independent of anything that could happen on earth. That is the kind of peace that God gives. Now, the world also gives a kind of peace. And this kind of peace is what I would call a mama guy peace. Right? It's not a real peace. When you're going through a minor trial, our mindset tends to be, let me hold on to this life. Let me hold on to the things that I have. Let me hold on to my earthly comforts. Let me hold on to life as I know it. The status quo. And we will teach ourselves certain techniques like meditation. We will visualize a positive outcome. We will think positive thoughts. We will speak positive words. And our peace is based on these techniques that may give us some kind of calmness in our mind. It may give us some kind of serenity. But it's not a real peace. You see, when you go through a minor trial, it might be easy to stay calm. It might be easy to calm your mind, to do deep breathing, to do meditation, visualization, and what have you. All of these things may help you. But when you're going through an extreme trial, like the one we're going through now, it is an entirely different story. And you will find that no matter how positive you try to be, this thing is going to get to you. Because once your peace is linked to an earthly outcome, that I hope I don't get the coronavirus, I'm praying that my family doesn't get it, I'm praying that we will live and not die. Once you are tied to an earthly outcome, the best you could really hope for is peace as the world gives. But the only way to really enjoy the peace that Jesus gives is to be detached from the things of this world. Like I said, I'm not saying this to condemn anyone. I also need to hear this message more than anybody else. Because you find that the more things you have in life, the more settled you are in this life, the more difficult it is to detach. And sometimes God allows things to happen to wake his people up, to cause them to pray more, to cause them to seek him more, but more than all of that, to cause them to get back to where they're supposed to be. You see, it's one thing to pray more, but if you're praying from the position of, God, please protect life as I know it, please protect my status quo, please protect my earthly comforts, if that's what your prayer comes across as, then you're praying amiss. You see, in addition to praying more, in addition to seeking God more, we also need to seek to realign ourselves with the true Christianity that Jesus preached. And that's a Christianity of self-denial. It's a Christianity of being dead to the things of this world. And I know it's hard to do, but that is the Christianity that Jesus preached. And the more you're holding on to the things of this world, the less peace you're actually going to have. But the peace that Jesus promised, he promised it to people who were already sold out. They had already forsaken everything. They had nothing to lose. Therefore, their peace was not based on an earthly outcome, but their peace was based on a heavenly promise. And I know it sounds like escapism, but that is the gospel that Jesus preached. And I know we live in this world. We have bills, we have earthly obligations. By all means, fulfill your earthly obligations, pray, seek God, take preventive measures against the virus, but at the same time, do not be linked. Do not get too attached to an earthly outcome. Instead, seek first the kingdom of God. Instead, detach from the things of this world and set your mind not on the things of this world, but on the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the throne of God. And that is the only way you could have the true peace that Jesus came to give. If you have any questions or comments about what I shared today, call me at 343-5014, and I'm going to talk much more about this in the next session, so I will see you then. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Indira Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.